Hello.
Thanks for calling Cuss Support. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
Yes, Tyreek. I have a problem. My name is Sabrina Horton. Evidently, I was supposed to have ordered something from you as a trial purchase for like $6.95 or whatever. But for some reason, you guys have charged my credit card $92.95. Can you please take a look at that? Because
yes, ma'am.
If I ordered something for you, from you, I'm sure I called you once my kidney doctor told me that I cannot take any medication other than what she prescribes because I have kidney disease.
What's your zip code?
14204.
And what's your first and last name again?
Sabrina Horton.
And Ms. Horton, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me, please?
516, that's 516, North Division Street, Buffalo, New York, 14204.
Yes, ma'am. What it is, I see you have like some keto pills that helps reduce your appetite, and it was only on that 14-day trial, and you had to call in and cancel it. Well, on the 15th day,
I did call and cancel it, baby. They didn't note it in the on the account.
No, ma'am, not at all.
Well, I did call and I canceled it because I specifically told the lady that after I had placed the order. And I did that, like, the very next day I called my doctor, and she said, absolutely not. Do not take any over-the-counter medicine or anything unless it's been prescribed through her because I have kidney disease. And I can't understand why $92 has been deducted from my account because whoever I talked to did not note it.
No, ma'am, they didn't. So what I can do for you, Ms. Sabrina, and the absolute most that I can refund you would be the 75%. You'll be getting back like 69, 67. But you won't receive another charge because I'm canceling you out.
Right. I don't want a trial, baby. I can't take it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I mean, I don't want to die.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
So, I mean, refund me whatever you can refund me, and please, please take me off of that. Because, first of all, I can't afford that $92. Why? I don't even have the merchandise.
I called and
I canceled it. The reason I didn't continue to follow up on it, because I did not receive the merchandise. So I assumed that you guys canceled it out when I called you back.
No, man, they didn't cancel it out. And it says that it was delivered, but you said you never received it.
No, I never received the product. That's why I didn't call you until today when I went to go get some juice to take my medication with. They told me that they could not give it to me because I didn't have enough funds. I said, wait a minute. I know I had way over $100. I just paid my bill, you know, and and I called Olo, and they told me that I had a $92.95 deduction from my account. And I said, I don't understand that because I know whatever I ordered, I did call and cancel it. And plus, I didn't receive any medication. I mean, I didn't receive the keto pills.
Okay, let me see.
Now, I do have one problem. I know I live at 516 North Division Street in Buffalo, New York. But they also have a 516 South Division, which I know that probably wouldn't be your fault. That would be the postmaster's fault if they delivered it to that address. That's the only thing I could think of why
yes,
I didn't receive it.
Would you want me to give you that tracking number so you can take it to your local post office?
Yes, I would, but I also want to be refunded my money. I mean, if you need a doctor's note, I can get that for you.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, because like I said, I refund you the 75% of the money, and I will also refund you the $6.70 that you said you didn't receive the product.
Right.
Also, and then I'm going to give you this tracking number so you can take.
Hold on a second. I got to get an ink pen, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you from? Where are you located?
I'm from Alabama. That's where I'm at.
Oh, that's why you being so polite. Because I haven't heard anybody call me ma'am in a long, long time.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on just 1 second. Let me get an ink pen so I can take down the tracking number. Oh, goodness. And I'm going to check into it, because if somebody else received it, you know, I've paid for it, and that's not fair to me.
Yes, ma'am.
But whoever, did they know at all that I called them to place the cancellation on it?
No, ma'am, not at all.
Oh, gee whiz. Okay, tracking number. What's the tracking number, baby?
Yes, ma'am. So the tracking number would be 9400.
9400. 111. 111. 20. 20.
2555.
2555. So that's 2555.
Yes, ma'am. 1615.
1615.
06.
06.
925.
925. Is there any more numbers?
No, ma'am.
Okay, now who did you send this through? UPS, FedEx, a USPS?
USPS.
Okay. USPS. Okay, honey. So I'm just writing all this down. And your name is Tyree?
Yes, ma'am. T-Y-R-E-K-E.
T-Y-R-E-K-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I talked to Tyree. Today is 3/30/21, and I want to also write down here that you are refunding. Funding. You said the $75.
Yes, ma'am. You'll be getting back $76.37.
76.37 will be put back on my Olo card.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, I'm going to call USPS. What do you suggest that I do? Go over there? I don't know who these people are. If they did indeed send it to me and it was delivered at the wrong address, what do you suggest that I do?
Well, what you do is you get the clarification that they did deliver at the wrong address or anything. What we'll do is you just give us a call back, and then we can just ship that shipment out. We know you're not going to use it, but we'll just ship it back.
I can't take it, baby. So there's no need in shipping it out to me. You know, I just, I'll get, so I'm really only losing 20, what, about $20 or so.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so, I mean, at least I'm getting something back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much, Tyree. I'll be looking for that on my statement.
And it takes up to 3 to 5 business days.
How long will that take?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, honey. You have a blessed evening, and please stay safe.
Same to you, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.